Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So I'm desperately trying to catch up on audio booze, and I did listen to Pilgrim Chris's Why Do You Boo? And I started Audio Boo because I was looking for an audio platform that I could use for blogging so that I wouldn't have to type, because my mind goes so fast sometimes and the thoughts are so quick that I wanted to be able to push a button on my phone and say, blah, 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 click, upload, it's done. And I found that with Audioboo. I started sharing just thoughts that were in my head, opinions, experiences, anything and everything. Some of it was just idiotic. Some of it was personal. Some of it was, you know, just allowing the listener to feel as if they were a fly on the wall listening to a conversation between people. And I noticed over the past year or more since I've participated in audio memes, audio events such as Audiomo and February and October, I've met people. I've actually connected vocally with people. And now I've started to filter my thoughts. Whereas before I thought, who the hell is listening to some random chick in Northern Illinois who calls herself Sassy Cat, who's talking about corn country and her day's events? Who the hell is listening? Well, then I found out, oh my gosh, who's listening to me? People are listening. Well, now I'm going to have to watch what I say. Should I? I don't know. I'm kind of stuck, because before I would do audio boos, you know, maybe five of them in a day or maybe one a day. And now it's like, well, I can't share that. I've had recordings that I thought, this is awesome stuff, but because maybe there's a swear word in it or some vulgarity or something that I think might offend one of my listeners, I can't publish that. I'm going to delete it. And that's where I'm having a difficult decision. What do I publish? Because before, I didn't know who was listening. I really didn't care who was listening. I was just throwing stuff out there so the thoughts would stop bumping into my head. So that I could, the word eliminate, but I was thinking it in a different sense. When you have so much and you're just eliminating and eliminating and eliminating. And because the thoughts come so much, and it's, you know, and a lot of times I'm driving and I'm thinking, wow, I could share that, click, so I don't have to type it all out. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, now that I have my own little space in the interwebs, in cyberland and cyberspace, blah, 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 I'm thinking, okay, I can share stuff, but it's taking me so long to type. I've been home for the last 3 hours. The whole time I was at work, I was thinking all these thoughts that I could put down. And now that I sit here, I can't get the thoughts from my head into my fingertips, into the keyboard. And some of it I'd like to share on Audioboo, but then I'm thinking, God, I'll sound like an idiot. Or maybe it's too personal. Maybe it's too dark. But that's why I started booing in the first place. And I think sometimes we have to go forward, to go back, to go forward again. So that's where I'm at today, February 13th, 2014. Laterness, people.